משנה חף זיין ששרב. This Kina tells an amazing story. After the Chorban, Yirmiyahu is walking away from the Makom HaMikdash and he sees a beautiful woman who is filthy and disgusting at the same time. Ishiyafas Tor Menuvelas Matzah. And he asks her, Im Shade La Shademat Olam Neyadam. Are you a shade or a person? And she answers that she's neither. She's the Ruach of the Jewish people. So Yirmiyahu says to her, Vasi Teshuva. And she asks Yirmiyahu, please daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep davening until he agrees enough. So Yirmiyahu cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he davens to him. And Hashem says, how do you think a father feels when he has to send his son out of his home? And how do you think a son feels when he's not welcome at his father's table? So Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Lech kra la'avos, the Aaron, Moshe, go daven, go wake the avos, and ask them to daven. So he went ahead and he woke them, and they davened. And towards the end of this kina, Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, Ma'aselechem banai, gzeirahi milfanai. What can I do? Is it gzeira? Is it gzeira? How do we overcome a gzeira? You may remember from Rosh Hashanah, there are three keys. Ushuva. Usvila, Utsdaka, Mavir Nesro Hagzera. We have three keys, Teshuva, Tzvila, and Tzedaka, and we could change Gzera. But the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the gates of Tzvila, since the Chorban Havayis, the gates of Tzvila have been closed. So if we need all three of these keys, how are we going to get through and unlock the gates of Tefillah? So that same Gemara itself gives one of the answers. And it says, even though the gates of Tefillah are closed, the gates of tears are always open. And we saw how Tzvi Gurman's child was able to wake him up or appeal to him and get a hug with its tears. We could do the same. But I would qualify by pointing out that the Gera Rebbe wondered, if the gates of tears are always open, why are there gates at all? And he explained that the gates are there to still keep out insincere tefillos and insincere tears. So tears have a major power, but we need to make sure that they're coming from our hearts. And when we daven the same tefillos day after day, the same kinos year after year, it's possible that our tefillos won't always break through the gates. I want to suggest another possible way to ensure that our tefillos are accepted. Based on a different Gemara, and you might believe, and I'll depict it with a story I heard from Rabbi Shapiro, the Mor Da'aser from Shari Tefillah in North Miami Beach. He tells a story that he was, an anniversary where he and the Rebbetzin were at a restaurant, and they noticed, pretty far away from them, there was a table where a waiter was providing the service, and the patron sitting at the table yelled at the waiter, where's my food? And he finally brings it to him, He says, and where's my drink? And this is the wrong side dish, and it's too spicy, and this is too cold. And it was yelling after yelling throughout the meal, one complaint after another. And as surprising as this was, there was something even more surprising that Shapiro's noticed. The waiter, who did not have a kippah on his head, managed to stay silent and not respond to the insults and to the busha. So when they had an opportunity and the waiter was walking near their table, they called him over. And Shapiro said to him, we saw what happened. We saw the insults. We saw the screaming. We heard the screaming. We saw the embarrassment that you went through. And amazingly, we saw that you did not respond, that you kept quiet. So please, please give us a bracha. Give us a blessing. The power you have right now, the power of your words right now, having not responded to an insult, please give us a bracha. And he was overwhelmed and humbled, and again, not yet a firm person, and he gave them a bracha. I believe he subsequently joined them for Shabbos. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure Rav Shapiro had cancer at the time, which Baruch Hashem, since then, B'li Yad Hara, has been in remission. The amazing power of the words from someone who's been insulted and does not respond. Tell one final story. There's a couple struggling to have a child. They finally had a child, difficult pregnancy, and he was born healthy. His name was Eli, and the doctors basically said, that's it. You know, there's no more children. And obviously they were devastated to hear the news, but they were thrilled at least they had this one child. And when Eli was 9 years old, a few months after Shavuos, he approached his father and he asked him, what would happen if there was a bris on Shavuos? What are the halachos? And his father, you know, strange question, said, you do have this Boba Yom, you do have the bris, even Shabbos is, you know, you have a bris on Shabbos, they went through some of the issues. It was a very strange question that he answered it, and they went on. A few weeks later, the husband and wife are at the doctor for some blood work, and the doctor says to them, I don't know if you know this, but you're pregnant. And they were shocked. What do you mean? How could that be? This was not possible. And of course, they were thrilled by the news, but the father remembered the conversation with the son. And he went back to him and said, why did you ask me about having a bris on Shavuos? So his son said, well, that day, the day I asked you, that day in school, a few of the kids in class were picking on me, and they were insulting me, and I was really hurt. I felt like I was turning red, and I wanted to lash out, to yell back, but I controlled myself, and I didn't respond, and I knew that when you don't respond, when you're insulted, you have an unbelievable power of tefillah. So I asked Hashem, I said, please, Hashem, please give me a brother. And since I knew it would come true, I made a cheshbon of the dates, and I saw it would be around Shavuos time, so I wanted to know the lachos, what would happen if bris on Shavuos. And sure enough, a few days after Shavuos, the following year, they celebrated the bris of his brother. This boy, Eli, davened for the impossible. And our Father was there for him. Our Father is here for us too. When Yirmiyahu finally got our Mama Rachel and she poured out her heart to our Father, he assured her and he assured us that the gullus will come to an end. But when will that be? Who will decide that? And as we know, the answer is up to us. Maybe the next time someone insults us or wrongs us, we'll find the strength to bite our tongue. And instead of using our tongue for a good comeback line or to lash out at the person who wronged us, maybe we'll use our tongue to pour out our hearts to Hashem. And to tell Hashem that we also want a brother. We want all of our brothers and sisters who are no longer with us to come back to life, the Techiyas HaMeisim. And we want our Father to take us back into his home. B'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.